Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Last video, one more video. Ah. Woken up with phone on my chest. And this is how I was kind of diagnosed with ADHD through my fans. And they were like, our ADHD queen, tell me you have it without telling me. And I was like, what? What do you mean?
Welcome to URL. I'm your host, Courtney Miller. Here's my co-host, Chance McCrary.
Moan, yeah!
He moans every time. Should have told you that ahead of time. So sorry about that.
Moan warning.
Our guest is an iconic, for many reasons, person online. We have Atsuko Okatsuka. You're an icon in the comedy world, in the fashion world, dare I say. I love your outfit today. I feel like I tried to do it up with you, with this big stuff going on.
I know. I always say bigger the pant, the better, yeah.
Mine are wide.
Yeah.
There's this guy on TikTok right now who is trying to make his ass bigger until it doesn't fit in his pants anymore.
Wait, like...
With like stuffing...
Or injections.
Just stuffing. Exercise.
Stuffing.
With like stuffing.
It's like day 28 right now, and he's like body weight exercises, and now he just started doing weights. And the day one to day 21 was crazy.
He blew that shit
up.
Yeah. Yeah, but some people, I feel like men can build muscle mass a lot
easier.
That's
so true.
Yeah, it's not as easy as just do this, you know, lunges.
Yeah, no.
Right?
It's mostly diet. You've
got to
get your protein.
Wow. Yeah. And also some people, like, you also can't beat, like, genetics. And
that's
how
true.
Much you're able to really, how much that part of your skin can stretch. And that mine
yes.
would be, like, a centimeter.
What?
More. You know what I mean? Some people, he grew how many? Probably inches,
it
right?
It looked like inches, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
He grew inches.
Some people aren't born like that.
I can grow inches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and your hair.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh,
I know.
You're the one that made this nasty.
I would never make anything
Chance
nasty.
Chance doesn't make anything nasty. No, he does. Okay, first of all.
Wait.
It's been 2 minutes.
It has been 2 minutes.
And I've heard that before.
Had some Okay, first, before we get into this, I wanted to talk about how funny our pre-call was.
Oh, yeah.
When we were chatting ahead of this interview, where we were on, like, this video call, and the video turns on. It's so many elements that were amazing. It was not you, it was your husband
right.
in a dentist chair, getting the bib taken right. off, and then bringing the phone to you in the dentist bib also.
There's like a light on you.
like the dentists are in there, and like, I think you're getting your, I love that you guys got your appointment together, by the way. That's so funny.
You know, they say a couple that gets their teeth pulled together. Takes a call together.
Takes okay. a call.
Is that the saying?
Yeah.
Did you get a tooth pulled?
Well, he had more intense stuff going on. Yeah, he was getting his teeth drilled and then a crown put in. For some reason, he had my phone, too.
Okay, but it's not a competition.
Yeah. No.
But you're winning.
Right.
Yes,
but you would be winning if it was a competition.
Yes. Of like, what things did you have to do less?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I just got, like, an x-ray, so I was more available. Oh, and no. My dentist was like, are you taking a call right now? I said, girl, you're expensive. Of course. There's no dental insurance in the U.S., when I'm in the chair, I am going to be working. I have to make money for every minute I'm in this chair. Do you understand?
Yes, your time is valuable.
At one point, the dentist came into the room.
This show does pay, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, I'm doing a podcast.
This is charity.
No, joking.
No.
At one point, the dentist came into the room and you said, 2 minutes, I'll give you two. Yeah. And he left the room and he was like,
I love it.
It's like a production set.
That was amazing.
Thank you too. I'll be back.
When you're friends with a dentist too.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
I've always wanted to do a duo appointment. Me and my husband, we both work here and we're very busy, but to get like a joint, we want to go to an allergist together.
Okay.
Yeah. And get all the samples.
See what we're allergic to. Yeah.
Yes. Very LA.
Yeah. Like,
allergy date. Allergy check day. Yeah, totally.
That's awesome. Okay. Atsuko, what's your relationship with your phone and with the internet?
I'm pretty very online.
Oh.
Ural. I'm on
Ural.
Yeah.
Ural.
I'm pretty on my phone too.
Okay, cool.
And I've been talking about it in my tour, in my show. It's actually a lot about that. My first special was HBO, my second one was Hulu, Disney Plus, and that came out last year. And then I'm touring one that will be for Netflix.
Oh, cool.
You're all over the market.
But so it's this one that I'm touring it that people haven't seen. I'm talking about being on my phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Do
amazing.
People show up to your shows with bowl cuts?
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Which is,
so you're inspiring. So you're iconic.
It's just one way to, you know, start a cult.
Is that the goal?
It really is. I mean, I didn't ask for it. People just started doing it.
Right.
And at first, I didn't know what was going on. I was like, oh, wow, is this haircut back? Or I was looking in the audience like, God, everyone looks so hot today. So good. What is happening? And I realized, you know, they were like, we wore wigs. Like, we bought these wigs to look like you. And yeah.
I love that.
That feels worse.
It's like Pitbull. He just had a world record of most bald caps, most bald in one place. Most
it's like that. It's such a fine line between like fandom and cult.
Yes. I love it though.
It's, yeah.
No, but
building community. We're building community.
That's what it is. That's the healthy term for it.
That's right. Jonestown was a community, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. As well, so.
Would you ever, like, try and style your bowl cut differently? Like, because you know it's like, at
how else can you style a bowl cut?
Because you know what I mean?
I like, do it kind of, like, wavy, maybe.
Really?
Yeah,
why are you looking at me?
Because with your curls, it could give bowl cut, too. You know
you
what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of right now.
Wait.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's the outline of a bowl
mushroom
cut.
Mushroom top. Yes.
Yeah, it's the outline of one right now.
Oh, my God, you're right.
There was a guy in my middle school and all the way through high school, everyone called him Mushroom.
Mm.
For as long as we knew him, long after he didn't have that haircut.
You say nonchalantly. What was his name?
Mushroom. And I don't know his real name.
You say nonchalantly? Sweetie, if you're listening right now, you were bullied. They were bullying you. You're like, yeah, this kid, we called him Mushroom. What's his name? Mushroom. Like, sweetie, you were a bully. You were a bully.
I didn't start it. But it was like literally.
You didn't stop it.
People like in class like called him Mushroom like it was like business. Like,
what?
Like serious. And I think he didn't mind it.
Where is he now? Mushroom, if you are out there. We want to know your real name. And if you liked being called a vegetable name.
A fungus, actually.
No, but it's because he had that haircut.
In all fairness, I was called bra stuffer in middle school.
And that was so mean.
In all fairness, I was.
They called me pube head.
And were you? No,
well, that's because I shaved my pubes and taped them to my head. But that's not a reason to call someone that.
It's not.
Pube head sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a term of endearment?
I don't know if I did because I didn't have this haircut back then, too.
Mm.
Gosh. I mean, I had nicknames like Coco.
Cute.
That's cute.
That's really cute.
So this is different, but Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, no, this is very different. I feel like when my hair isn't styled right now, it kind of, if I don't do anything to it out of the shower, it kind of does a little bit of a coconut, a little bit bowl cut.
Yeah, cute. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Coconut mushroom bowl. Yeah, it's kind of giving the same kind of shape.
Sounds like a delicious Hawaiian dish.
This episode of URL is sponsored by Webroot. This summer, we've been going to the beach, hanging out with our friends, and going online a lot. I'm online, you're online, we're all online. We should also all be thinking about a real-time protection against things like ransomware, malware, and suspicious links. That's why I use Webroot. Webroot gives me the security I need, like password manager, firewall, and network monitoring, and web threat shield, which helps block harmful websites before you click. I know what you're thinking. Ah, it's probably going to slow my computer down. Well, nope. Webroot works in the background. And Webroot takes up 33 times less space on your device than its competitors. It also scans 6 times faster and installs 6.7 times faster. I want my digital life to feel secure, and Webroot does just that. Go to webroot.com/URL to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/URL to get 60% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Back to the show.
Atsuko, what's in your Instagram search history right now?
Yes. Oh. So Instagram search history, or saved, maybe?
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections, with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
or saved. Yeah, I'd love... Actually, what's the last thing you saved?
I have an unhinged one saved right now. It's just a koala in a tree.
Ooh.
But there's
apparently they're high all the time.
That's right. Really, and this jealous one definitely is. It's a koala holding, like, with its just legs apart.
Oh.
I love
are
it.
Those his balls?
I don't know. I don't actually know the anatomy of a koala, but I'm going to guess yes.
Why did you save that one?
Because I like the zenness of the koala.
He's well,
the
chill.
I don't know if it's zenness. It's obviously dissociating.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
It's having a moment of like long work week, and he's going, what is my life? Mm. You know, like maybe he's at the zoo.
Maybe.
You know?
I love that his legs, he's out.
Full spread.
So do you like have it saved so that you can go back to it and like keep going back to it?
Yeah. And then I have like a dog who knows ASL as well. Like,
what? Oh, the dog's learning tricks through ASL? I think
yes.
I saw this.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like a little whippet.
There's multiple dogs, I think, now. It's really
probably
cool.
Many dogs,
I love
yeah.
the dog yeah. buttons.
The dogs who talk
press
through buttons.
Buttons.
Yeah.
Love that shit.
Yeah. And so those are a couple of the things. And then, you know, and then like one video of me, I guess, saved.
What?
So I don't forget.
Is it an edit of you?
Oh, it's a video I've made, even weirder.
Oh, cool.
That's okay.
I love that for you.
Proud of your work.
Do you ever watch edits of you?
Edits of me?
Yeah.
Oh, like that people have made?
Yeah.
I do because they tag me and then I have to, I go, should I like maybe ask to not be tagged or?
Sure.
It's just
like, yeah.
So, okay, I actually relate to this. Like on your Instagram tagged, are you kind of like in there like making sure it's actually you? In your tag.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, totally.
I'm the same way and I felt like weird talking about it. But I like my tagged on Instagram to be like a hub of like, what else is Courtney up to?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I turned mine to like, I have to approve the tag.
That's smart. Okay. It's just so many after.
That's smarter, yeah. But yeah. I interact with even DMs. Even.
Yeah.
I DM
people. I do that sometimes too.
Yeah.
But then in the tag photos, it's like, people ask to take photos when I feel nasty and when I look so bad that I'm like, what? I don't want it in my tag. Yeah, when I'm like oily and like haven't showered, my hair's bad. And they're like, can I take a picture? I'm like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Oh, and then he's crying in it.
And I'm crying.
Yeah.
Bloated.
Atsuko, do you have games on your phone?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What games?
I play Cooking Dash.
What is that?
That's where I own multiple restaurants.
Oh.
Not only do I own them, I also work at them too.
Okay.
I'm very busy. I have over 40 now.
Whoa. Okay,
thank
so.
Thank you.
Whoa, I've not heard of this. Okay, so you like can have, so you have many restaurants?
Oh.
Wow.
Did you see how quick I was to answer that?
Yeah, and wow. when just you say on, you work
just
in
at
them.
At the front of my thoughts every morning. I have a Mexican restaurant, one out of an igloo.
Oh, cute.
Busy. That one.
The igloo? My God.
Caveman restaurant.
Caveman restaurant.
Would you believe it? My sous chef is a dinosaur. You're lucky I'm on this show. Do you understand? I'm busy.
You should be climbing into 40 different
restaurants. I'm washing the dishes,
your
waiting the
cook.
Tables. They don't run themselves. There he is,
oh
that
God,
dinosaur.
Oh.
Wow, he's kind of daddy.
Yeah. Stegosaurus.
Courtney.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Look at the eyebrows.
He's going to hold me.
Yes. So there's a Stegosaurus on my payroll.
Oh, it's a paleo diner. That's genius.
Yes.
That's
we really serve cute. Chunks of meat. It uses its spikes on its tail to cut up the meat.
Oh. That doesn't sound very sanitary.
I own a castle, you guys. Castle. We serve dragon soup.
Dragon soup? Wait.
Riddle me this. What culture is that? Because I know the sushi restaurant, dim sum, Thai. What are some of your favorite cuisines?
New American.
I just had some dim sum recently. I love Korean food. I love Japanese food. I love...
Italian.
Oh, Italian's good.
I own all these restaurants. I have... I have Korean, Japanese, Italian. Yeah, I have all those. New American, too. You like New American?
I do.
Wow.
When it's-
That's a hot take, isn't it?
I guess.
Sorry,
so.
I'm trying. No.
Now it's getting up on him.
Don't
your turn.
Do you want to trade seats?
You
pies.
Like New American? You like Brussels sprouts?
Oh, yeah.
And burgers?
I like when the chef has a story to tell, not when they're just copying everything else. I like when they've traveled a bunch of places, learned a bunch of things, and have brought it back to their restaurant.
In the form of a burger? That's $40.
Yeah, with some bacon jam on it. Honestly, yes.
So you like it when they tell you a story?
Yeah.
When they bring you the... Do you like gastro... Molecular gastronomy, that kind of thing?
No. Simpler things.
Like a burger with a story.
Yeah, a burger with a story.
Burger with a story. And like, burger with a story on the menu.
Well, what else do they do? Like New American, they love like...
They love like a sashimi.
It's always a crudo now.
Always
a crudo.
Yeah, tiger's milk crudo or something like that.
And then like a greens, some kind of summer gem
salad.
Summer gem salad.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
little
and heirloom
gems.
Tomato burrata
Guys,
salad.
We're circling around Bakari. We're talking about Bakari.
You're so right.
But there's a lot of restaurants like
this. There's a lot of restaurants.
You know, right?
True.
Where it's like New American to me is like fancy dining, right?
Yeah,
usually,
yeah.
It's like $3 signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I play Plants vs. Zombies too. You have to protect your house from zombies that are invading.
Okay.
It's high stakes. My life is high stakes.
Your adrenaline just pumping.
Oh my God, there are so many customers asking me for food in one world. In another world, I'm protecting my house from zombies with unique plants.
How did you find out about these games?
Oh, one of them I found on an airplane. Like, you know how you can play video games on an airplane? Plants vs. Zombies was like a trial you could do.
Whoa.
They got your ass.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. They got you.
Well, y'all don't. Do you play video games?
I play lots of video games, just not on my phone. I like to keep it separate.
Oh,
but
that's
I play.
Smart.
I like cozy games. I played a lot of Overcooked, which is kind of like the restaurant game you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or like I play a lot of. I've been playing a lot of Tomodachi Island.
And that's just where you make the people, and then they kind of
hang
do
out
their
on an
own
island.
Thing on the island.
You
oh,
make
really?
A bunch of custom people.
Yeah.
I've made people that are in this office. And they're just.
Have you made me?
I have not made you. I could make you. I made Baby No Money, this uh-huh. musician we know.
Yeah.
And I made him scary accurate. And all you don't tell him, like, it's not like Sims where you can tell him what
cool.
to do.
I've seen this.
You can't make them do anything they don't want to do.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's kind of like Sims, but not. Like,
yeah.
They do whatever they want.
Yeah. And they'll like get your attention. They'll be like, hey, I want to live with this other person. Like, can you put us in a house together? Or they'll be like, hey, I really love like a trash can right here.
Oh my God. Would you ever say no?
Sometimes.
Can you say no?
Yeah.
So you're like a mom.
A little bit. Kind of more like a god. They call me Divine One.
Oh, whoa.
Did you tell them to call you that?
It was one of the choices.
Okay. This sounds like a cult.
Wow. Yeah. Can you change the weather and stuff?
No, I wish you could have cool weather,
you're
though.
You're like, how about 40 days of flood?
I have like Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan, Charlie Ooh. XCX, oh. and then I have like Mr. Bean.
Okay, yeah.
And like, just like a bunch of random. Miss Frizzle I made, nailed Miss
can
Frizzle.
Can they inspiration couple up?
They date, they get in fights and throw things at each other.
Wow.
Oh, God.
They can get married and have a child.
They can have children?
Yeah.
So then what are their children? Who names their children? You?
They will pitch a name and you can say, I want to make one. They'll go, oh, yeah, sure. Maybe you know a better name for our child.
Wait, wow. Courtney, you should let them name their own children.
I did this time for the third one.
Wow. Question, not to be political, but do they... Is it always like a straight couple? Do they always end up like being like boy and girl?
So they have non-binary, they have pronoun options and you can choose like their dating preferences. You can.
Oh, I see.
And like okay. you can edit them as much as you want, but if two me's
so they're
have a kid,
literally born this way.
Can I make,
yes. because she made them that way.
Because
can
I made them.
How specific wow. can I make them like pan? Can I make them bi?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You
oh
can God, make, yeah, genuinely. Oh. And so, yeah, Mr. Bean and Miss Frizzle are dating.
That makes sense, though.
I know. Wow. It was kind of perfect.
That
like,
makes sense.
I couldn't have planned it better myself.
Of course.
Okay, so this is all the kind of crazy stuff. I found out about this game through my algorithm, Tomodachi Island. So your algorithm, do you ever find yourself venturing out of your normal content and going somewhere you didn't expect when you're, like, scrolling?
Gosh, I want to say not so much.
You're pretty good at curating your For You page kind of thing.
I think so, yeah, because I just look for the same stuff. Or, you know, it's my interest. It still comes from me,
mm-hmm.
the same person. So it's never, I'm never like, what?
You it know? Never throws you some curveballs?
Yeah, it's never like me here at the Capitol, you know, or whatever. You know what I mean? Because I'm not looking for that.
Right.
So I don't get those meetings.
Yeah.
I don't get those meeting cues. Cover your face.
Yeah.
America first. You know, I never get those
yeah,
videos.
Sure.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
I just
nice.
Assume that's how the meeting recruitment yeah. videos go. I'm yeah. not sure.
Just like vibe checking people's algorithms. Interested in meeting us at the Capitol? So it sounds like you're searching for stuff. Do you like, are you scrolling? Like, do you hit the not interested button if you see stuff you don't like? Like, how
oh,
are you?
I guess I didn't know I could do that. Is that on Instagram?
Yeah.
You can,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Less of that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Nope.
It's just, your Instagram just knows you.
I mean, I think it knows if, you know, I'll scroll fast if I'm not into it.
Oh, scroll
so
fast.
Maybe that's how they know. Like, I go away from it.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
I like to sometimes like keep watching and dissecting. Why did it think I wanted to look
Yeah,
at this?
I did that
Yeah, what
too.
Are some of these things?
But sometimes I'll go to the comments and I'll be like, that's why you showed me this video.
Interesting. What do you mean?
Because it'll be like a video of a Christian woman. She's like, if you're not studying this Bible passage tonight, and then I'll look at the comments and I'll be like, her husband is in the background, look at him, and he's like in the window and he's like doing some gay shit or something.
Oh. That's fun.
Or it's like she, it's like roasting her. It's like she's obviously never been, I don't know.
Oh, like it's not about what's actually in
it's not about
the main
content,
part of the video.
It's commenting on the content.
I got
oh,
you.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I'll look at random things. Like my Instagram will be like, so like you like cop videos, right?
Oh,
oh no.
But you do famously like cop videos.
Yes, I Courtney Miller love.
Just generally?
Yeah, just generally.
Or like stripper, like.
Stripper hey. Cops.
I don't get enough stripper hey, videos. Hey, that,
they exist too. I'm probably not as it's probably not as in right as a stripper to show up as a cop. Not as
yeah.
Much.
No, probably
I don't
not
think
these
that's
days.
Sexy
probably
at all.
No.
I would be right? turned off.
Like, get yeah. out of here! Get scram.
Like,
okay.
But even for the 2 seconds, like, because you know you're supposed to only do it for 2 seconds.
The bit.
Yeah.
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 Like, but the 2 seconds that 2 seconds would
terrifying.
Ruin the whole.
It,
terrifying.
Yeah,
terrifying.
Yeah. One, especially yeah, because those ones they try and like trick you like it's kind of real at first. Like, yeah.
On the ground.
Ooh, you know,
because you're a bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should do less like intense jobs like. Just like a, oh, how about like a Mormon missionary, you know? Oh. Like, knock, knock, knock.
Triggering.
Like, knock, knock. Hey, did you ask for the good word? And you're like, no. And then they're like, you know, cause, yeah.
Yeah.
You
know? How about like a stripper therapist? Like you sit down for therapy and they're like, okay, and I really see you. And yeah, I also yeah. see
it. How does this ooh, make does you feel? Feel?
Like, you got to get them to show up to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you
this
know?
Is funny. Yeah.
Like, hey, did you order therapy? Did you order
oh, my God, it's a DoorDasher?
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
This is fun.
Very no, relatable.
I love the idea of the Mormon missionary. It's like, have you heard the good word? The pony.
And yeah,
like,
totally.
Yeah. And then the pony songs are playing.
Totally. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. He has a bicycle, you know?
Yes.
That's. Oh, hot. That environmentally friendly. Environmentally
bicycles
friendly
famously
stripper.
Are hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I was Mormon until I was like 12.
Oh.
Then I dropped that shit.
Were you also Mormon?
No, but a lot of my fans, like when I go to Salt Lake City, it's like the wildest, most like, it's like the best audience. It's
like a very
best,
lively crowd.
Some of my best fans live in more in Salt Lake City.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I used to be Mormon or a couple of them are still.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Utah, that's the epicenter. Truly. Yeah. Okay. When you're on your phone, are you on your phone at night, like before you go to bed? Like what's the last thing you see before you pass out?
Yeah, and those are hard for me to remember, but those are the things that, like, I wake up and I'll go, oh, wow, I saved that video. And so, like, that koala is one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is yeah. funny. Okay, yeah. So that's how that, you just set us in the scene now. Now we know what happened when you saved the koala video.
Yeah. Like, asleep. I'll fall asleep, like, and this is how I was kind of diagnosed with ADHD through my fans, because I was talking about how I sleep, and they were like, yeah. Or ADHD queen, tell me you have it without telling me. And I was like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? You don't go to sleep like you go to... I thought you went to sleep when you could no longer keep your eyes open.
Right.
Or move your body. I thought it kind of just, like it hits you, you know? Like you're awake and, you know, and then it just like, it goes dark. I picture death to be pretty similar.
Okay.
You know, like you see light and, no more, you know.
All done.
So that's how I was sleeping. And people were like, so that's how I am with like, last video, one more video. Like I was many times woken up with phone on my chest. Yeah.
That's
wow.
So not how I picture my death. It's like, I'm like walking upstairs and then it's like, we are here today. To execute Chan's.
Oh my God, you're what?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like walking up. There's like a huge crowd. There's like a guy with like a huge axe.
Oh my God.
Is there romance at all?
Yeah, of course. My wife is in the front row.
Your wife?
He's in Wuthering Heights.
Wow.
Why are you surprised on wife? What's going on here?
I guess I just thought I knew you differently. Oh. I have you as
you created
gay
him.
In my Tomodachi Island.
Remember when you created him?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I gave you that mustache.
Pan. You put pan.
I just finished my ADHD assessment and I'm waiting for my results.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So did you do the 4-hour test?
Yeah. Well,
ironic. Come on.
I know. I said that's no crazy. To it.
It's part of it. Like, because like they're asking you questions or they have me do this weird computer game, which was strange. And then... But while they're asking you questions and having you doing this stuff, they're watching you also. They're what? Not just, it's not just about your answers.
Right. With right. cameras?
That's right.
No, but.
With a live person?
One live person, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, make that person this a stripper.
Yeah.
Your ADHD test prompter.
Do you ever have problems waiting in line?
Yeah.
Woo.
Here are your results, right?
Like yes. I'm thinking it's yes for me. But I don't fall asleep like that. Like, I kind of am like, okay.
No, that's good. It doesn't have to be that. It's just
you're
one
right.
of the ways. Yeah. I just have, I think, an extreme one. The psychiatrist, I just saw one too, 2 days ago. He didn't make me take the test. He said, You undeniably have ADHD. There's no question about it.
Oh my God.
I said, excuse me. I just logged on to this Zoom. What are you talking about?
Wow. Yeah. That's a good doctor.
He said, you have not stopped moving this whole time.
I said, wow.
Again, I just logged on. Anyway.
Hey, at least it didn't take you hours and hours.
That's true.
It is ironic to make a person with it sit down for 4 hours. Mm. Hey, concentrate on this test. How about if I don't finish it, you just give me the pills?
Just give me,
that's give me the pills.
This episode of URL is sponsored by Vinted. I love having clothing options in my closet, but it was getting to a point where I was like, I don't wear this anymore. Why is this taking up closet space? Closet space is crucial. There were pieces that I love, but it was time to give them a new home. My vintage leopard print heels were just sitting there, waiting to be worn. They deserved to see sunlight. That's why I use Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. I love that Vinted makes me feel good knowing that my clothes are going to another person who will love them even more than I did. Also, it feels good to have a little financial return after spending some money. My closet is now filled with pieces that I am excited about and I know that I'll wear, like this little number. And you know what? If I'm not feeling something, I can just pop it on Vinted and sell it. By the way, there are no seller fees and the app is free to download. And once an item sells, Vinted sends me a prepaid shipping label. It's that easy. Ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money? Download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn. Back to URL.
What's something you miss about the internet from like 5, 10 years ago? Is there elements of the internet from like previous eras that you wish it still had today?
Oh gosh, yeah. I guess I did kind of like people.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I guess people do journal, but I don't do the Substack thing.
Oh, right? Yeah, blogs.
Blogs, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Blogging.
Yeah, I liked that.
That's just vlogs.
I think about that too, though. Like, I used to want to just have a website where I put, like, a letter every day.
Oh, that's
cool. Or, like kind of, like, before Substack was a thing, was like, maybe I could put a little newsletter.
Yeah.
That was just, like, my thoughts. Like, one long tweet.
I miss, like, group challenges. Like, there was, like, the mannequin challenge where, like, everyone's frozen. Or, like, the Harlem Shake where everyone's,
like,
big groups doing a thing together.
Yeah. Harlem Shake was awesome. You started one of those, didn't you?
I started the drop challenge, yeah. That you could do as a group.
How did that happen? Because the drop challenge is the Beyonce song and the slow drop.
Oh,
what
yes.
What was the story?
I just was in Little Tokyo with my grandma, and we just started. I'm always trying to make her laugh, so I just was had this song stuck in my head. So I was like, "What if I go around and every time the beat drops, my whole body drops too?"
I love
so
that.
I just did that all around Little Tokyo. This isn't the first one, actually, even. But and then I posted it, and then it just took off worldwide.
Yes. So much so that the song was back on the charts, huh?
I got Beyonce more money.
which she needs.
Yeah, I think she needed.
You should thank you, Etsko.
I didn't get anything, but
clout,
a lot of love. Oh, the one squatting all over Little Tokyo. That's and the first ever one that I did.
The top left.
Bottom, like below that one.
Oh, that one.
My outfit's not that good, but it's because it was just supposed to be a casual hang. I wasn't like, I'll try.
Yeah, you weren't turning it out. Yeah. But this is still super cute.
And it was super pandemic
days. Okay,
you
also probably got some definition in your legs. That's a lot of squats, girl.
I love embarrassing my mom in public.
And you're getting low, too. I don't know if I could do that. I'm not going to lie.
I love it.
I think, like, the vaccines hadn't maybe come out yet, and so a lot of nurses started doing it. Mm. It was just a time where we were all trying to connect
more beautiful.
And, like, spread joy and... You could feel connected from like across the globe online. And so, yeah, here's some nurses doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was cool. It's kind of, you know, it's why I got into performing too, is to
That's
make
good.
People feel better.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, I have a question about your fashion actually. Where did you first start getting inspired and like wanting to do that? Like to start dressing really awesome?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm still experimenting.
It's constant.
Yeah, I really love like weird cuts and bright colors, just stuff that makes me happy to look at. Because what you're wearing during the day, like, you know, it's other people seeing it. You don't see yourself as much during the day.
You're right.
You know what I mean? So it's really, you're dressing for other people. And so I like to think about that. It's like the whole spreading joy thing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, like bringing whimsy and color and things. I ask because like I grew up with mostly hand-me-downs. I had 6 siblings growing up, and like clothing wasn't much of a choice of expression. Mm-hmm. But once I was about 13 or 14, I started getting clothes that were mine, and I discovered I really wanted to like get good at fashion. Mm-hmm. And the show Gossip Girl was the first thing where I was like, whoa, like dressing like cool like that. And then I asked to get Teen Vogue magazine. Mm-hmm. And then I started going on Tumblr, and then I found this account that's called What Should I Wear Today?
Oh.
And I would go, and it was like, guess what? It was infinity scarves.
Yes.
And colorful tights.
Yes.
Every day. I definitely tried that. So I was curious if like there was any like thing online that was like stuff that you started getting inspiration from specifically.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's a lot of cartoon characters that I actually like are fashion icons. Miss Frizzle is one.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just kind of kooky. There's like a brand called like New Works that has a lot of like graphics, and it kind of reminds me of her. Very, you know, a lot of primary colors she would wear.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Frizzle. There's even Miss Frizzle Drag.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of my drag queen friends are inspirations too.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think Minnie Mouse has really cute fashion.
Yes.
And clothes. A lot of the Disney I was just characters, gonna say, actually.
You know who was incredible? Raven Simone in That's So Raven.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic every single episode.
Disney Channel.
Lizzie McGuire.
Like, look at really that. Come on.
The Cheetah Girls. Yeah.
Oh, the Cheetah Girls fashion was incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Spice Girls, too. I like to kind of, you know, yeah, it's
like,
all
I would wear that right now.
That world.
Did your mom ever dress you up?
No, my mom didn't, but I, you know, I was raised mostly by my grandma, who's 50 years older than me. So it took me a long time to find my style because, you know, she's my grandma. And so.
But grandma is in, you know what I mean?
Grandma is in right now.
The cardigans.
Sure.
The knits.
That's true.
The loose fitting things.
That's true.
Yeah. Fun patterns. Things that look like they would be a carpet. Instead of their shirts.
Sometimes pattern on pattern clashing.
Power clashing.
Clashing.
Yeah.
I love power clashing.
Those things are in now.
Yes.
But as a kid, you know.
So true.
Yeah. kids didn't understand. They just wanted, I don't know what they wanted, bell bottoms and a crop top.
Atsuko, do you remember your like early days on the internet, your like first username? Like, were you on AIM or on any chats at all?
I was, yeah.
What was the vibe?
So I was very Christian.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Mormon. That's why we knew the stories. Yeah.
I mean, yes.
So mine was based on the lyrics to Amazing Grace. I blacked out.
Amazing Grass.
Don't black out. Don't. Come back
to us. Those days were dark. Okay. So yeah. It was based on Amazing Grace. So mine was I Was Lost and Found, was spelled W-U-Z to, you know, switch it up, be more hip.
Yes, that was it. That was how you did it back then.
Yeah.
I was here.
Okay, I lost.
It's like here. Urban. It's
like, yeah, I know. Someone
and,
was here.
And, but it's not spelled that, it's N.
What?
Like N, the letter N. It was just the letter N instead of and.
And found.
It was lost and found.
Yeah.
Was lost and found. That's so was cute. Lost you and loved found. You loved that song?
I just thought it was like so, I was like, ooh, like, you know, clever. Yeah.
Sure.
Without being like Christian girl 77.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was definitely, I think I knew a couple girls with the ones like that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Praise him.
What were your
praise him 69?
Yeah, yeah, right. Praise him. Yeah,
praise him. Yeah. Yours? What was yours again? What was your first one?
Turtle Man.
That's right.
Oh. That has nothing to do with Jesus, but
mine was like Dash Girl 10 because the boy I had a crush on was the fastest in our class.
Oh
yeah,
God.
The fastest mile time.
Dash Girl. Wait, but Dash Girl was taken already, so you had to go 10.
Well, like you have to like because I was 10 years old.
Oh,
oh, that's cute.
Oh yeah. These are way more like, y'all were living for you, you
sure.
know? I was not.
Yeah.
I was living for a man. Mine was for a crush.
I was living for him.
Yeah. I love when, with Christians, they get poetic sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's, or like, they don't like to be so on the nose sometimes. So mm-hmm. it'll be like, he knows my name.
Oh.
That'd be like the screen name, you know?
Wow.
Oh, like yeah. he knows my
name. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, who?
Chance, it's time for your new segment.
Yeah.
What is it called?
This is Twink of the Wing.
Twink of the Wing.
And this week's twink is Elliot Page.
Yes.
Yes. Look at that. Stud. Wow. Looks like someone that would offer me mushroom chocolates at a party.
Hell yeah.
Look at those abs.
And
are you kidding
me? You would receive. You would say.
Oh, I would absolutely.
You would say, yes.
I'd be like,
mushroom.
You. Yes, thank you,
hey,
Father.
Hey, mushroom. Hey, Mushroom.
So Elliot's been getting in super good shape for the Odyssey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know he was in the Odyssey.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
Oh, juicy.
Yeah.
Wow. Wink indeed.
Wait, so Odyssey is what? Thriller?
It's an adventure movie. It's a
adventure.
It's like a Greek. After the Trojan War, they took a boat home.
That one, yeah.
That one.
Isn't it already out?
No, it comes out Friday.
Right, so it's like
so it'll be out by the time this is out. Yeah,
so he had already like shot it. He got really.
Yeah.
He'd been doing like push-ups though forever. Like at live events, he would do like at his book readings.
At the book readings.
Well, he's very like in actually the stand-up world because his partner is a stand-up comedian, and also one of his good friends, James Tom, is also a stand-up. You know, that's a friend. So yeah,
I didn't know that.
I hate to say it. He's kind of leaving twink form.
Yeah, he's
becoming twunk.
He's getting out of there. He's close.
I want to say, yeah, a little too late. Wow, this is a scene from the movie?
Yeah. How cool is that?
Oh, it looks so... I'm scared. I'm scared for him in the movie. That's a knife to his throat.
You should be scared. There'll be worse things.
It's a very crazy story. And it's apparently...
War.
Might be true,
it's war. Right? It's post-war. It's just a sea of monsters, basically.
Atsuko, what content gives you the ick?
I found out that on TikTok, you have to, if you do like a video over maybe a minute, that's when you can monetize it or something.
You make more money, yeah.
And so there's some folks that I've known in the past who've kind of like turned to trying to make like rage bait. Like,
oh,
yeah.
You know, videos.
Yeah, that's a valid ick.
And you could tell because I'm like watching. I'm like, okay, you logged off at like a minute 10. You were trying to just reach that for money. And this isn't you at all. Like, you didn't used to be like this. But it's just like, whatever it is, you know, to be like Asian girls who are dating white guys, you know. You're ashamed. You're ashamed to our people. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, just to start off and then...
Just start a blanket statement and then
and
probably
And they don't have no
into...
conclusion.
It's like,
okay, anyway...
Going. They didn't really say
anyway,
anything.
I have shirts now. Come buy them.
Wait, I have a new ick.
Okay.
What is it?
It's on lives, on TikTok, how they offer you lives. And it's just like hot guys just being like... Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, like those NPCs?
Yeah. No, they're not even... They're not... Even pretending to be NPCs. They're just reading. They're just straight up reading the chat. Just being like, thank you.
Oh, so not even doing the thing anymore.
They're not even doing the thing.
Where it's like,
they're just looking hot. And then people just pay them. And maybe that's because my algorithm is just like, you want to look at hot men, clearly.
Yeah, they can like, they can block us pretty good, huh?
Fair.
Like if I occasionally open Twitter, the entire feed is just Sabrina Carpenter and her gorgeous outfits and silhouette.
She's obsessed with Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. In a completely healthy way.
In a healthy way. You know? Her music's great.
Yeah.
Her outfits and everything is wonderful as well. Anyways.
Okay. Do you need a fan? Do you need some water?
What's gotten better about the internet recently?
Okay. In a similar vein, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
In a similar vein.
It is a hard one.
On the lives, there's also like people that are like doing lives, but as puppets. So like there's one that's the squirrel puppet and they like twerk as the squirrel.
Oh, puppets. Okay, that's fun.
I'm obsessed.
They have to do that for a long time.
They have to do it for a long time. There's one, like the squirrel is like cooking and it has like little pans and acorns and it, like it's
that's a lot of skill.
It's a lot of skill because it's just their fingers.
Yeah.
They're like cooking and moving the squirrel and reading chat. And they're like off screen because you can't even see them.
Whoa.
Yes. Look, he's doing a DJ set.
Oh,
that's so much work.
So much work. Look at the set design.
Yeah, for real.
And they're like just off screen so they can read the comments and you can't see them. I love it.
Wow. You know, I'm all for, to be honest, like your sincere self and your genuineness. So there is something about like if people just want you to just sit there and be pretty and that's who your genuine self is, you know, there is a rawness that I'm like, okay, that is actually, you know, and you also found a loophole of like people don't want highly produced stuff necessarily.
Overstimulating.
Right? Yeah, people just want like... And so I want that for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if everyone can do that, you don't have to look a certain way. You can just.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, I think everyone deserves to have that, have the right to be basic too.
To be enough.
Yeah. So maybe we all try that. But then if you don't get likes, then that would be a bummer. You're like, great.
And also just like, I think you have more to offer than just sitting there looking at the camera. I want to hear, say something.
Tell us about your day.
Valentina.
Speak, Valentina. Oh, I've seen this guy. This guy's awesome.
Is
he's a 1945 streamer.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Wait, that's really cool.
He's created this whole set and the audio even.
There might be a possibility to travel.
That is very creative.
It's really cool. I do think it is really cool when people can find a... Because TikTok can be such a low-effort app. But when people do high-effort stuff for it...
That's fun.
You got to appreciate it.
Anything that's gotten better from the internet?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's hard for me to tell right now. I don't think I have anything for that.
No, I think that's valid.
Yeah.
I recently saw a video of koalas making sounds. Something that I didn't know that they did.
What do they sound like?
Yeah.
The computer pool.
Computer show me some koalas making sounds.
There's a video of a koala sitting on a branch and this other koala wants to take their spot and this koala gets really upset and jumps to a different branch.
Do you want
to
hear what I think koalas sound like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's valid.
Yeah, I can see that.
So it's not that, but...
Okay. Is it like a more... I'm so scared. Is it like a guttural scream?
I'm going to try and see if I can find it on TikTok, this one I'm thinking
of. So that's it eating.
So that wasn't...
Oh, wow, you're very cool. Wow.
It sounds like a goose.
I thought that was the baby koala yipping at its mom and the mom ignoring it.
Oh. Okay, I don't like that.
It's a grunt to attract females. Male koalas grunt to attract females, that's what it said. And it's not working, as you can imagine. She said, what is that, an earthquake? She says, what
even is that?
I'll keep this in mind. I'm going to Australia in a couple of weeks from an Australia, New Zealand tour.
Oh, my God, so
maybe
fun.
I'll meet koalas. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
there's certain countries in Australia that you can legally hold one, but other places they don't want you to touch
them. Oh, interesting.
There's one preserve, animal preserve. It's like, you know, why do we need to touch wild animals?
Okay.
And also they do carry a certain type of bacteria that like you need to make sure you clean your hands.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. I'll just like be near one or something.
Yeah. Just vibe near.
I'll do the sound. See if it talks back.
See if it looks you like.
Yeah.
Confused.
Yeah.
Okay. This next card, Asuko, the question is, can we see the last selfie you took? Are you a selfie person?
Oh, it's so hard for me.
Why?
I feel like the iPhone, I don't know. I keep every iPhone I've had, I'm like, why? I look so scary.
Selfie camera, I feel like, has gotten more intense over the years.
I'm like, why don't I? But I look at other people's selfies and they look good. But I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I can pull one up, but I'm always like, this is not what I look like, is it?
Okay, I'll tell you.
I look
you.
Like
before we show the camera.
There's shadows in weird places.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
I don't like when it flips my face. And then I'm like, oh, one of my eyes is smaller than the other.
Well, I took one because I wanted to show my friend who cuts my hair. Like, well, I think this one part needs a little, might need help. So it's not like a cute picture. It's just me trying to show the set.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Nice. Good natural lighting.
That's all.
With the upkeep of your iconic hairdo, do you keep scissors on you at all times?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, I don't trust
crazy.
Me to do it. Yeah, yeah, it's just a few people in my life who do it.
I feel like for me, I'd be constantly just trimming just a little bit. I couldn't not.
I do this thing where if I am cutting my bangs, every time it cuts, I close my eyes.
Oh, that's...
So that's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, and so that's why you choose not to do it.
So what's happened is lopslided. I've lopslided and lopsided and lopsludled during the pandemic when I tried to do it.
Trusting the experts.
Yeah, I was like, it's not working. And then I told my husband to like keep an eye out while I did it. And he's like, wait, you close your eyes every time you snip.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so bad.
That is
so funny. Yeah,
that's
really dangerous, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. What are your most used emojis?
That can be pulled up, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Eagle. I've been using the eagle recently.
Eagle.
Just like very patriotic.
Yeah,
very
July.
Patriotic of you.
July vibes.
That's true. What are you?
July,
like?
We won.
We won. Right?
We won.
In Hamilton, they say, we won.
We
There's
actually,
a song where they say that. Yes. Immigrants, we get the job done.
We're actually a Hamilton-free set. We banned Hamilton a couple years ago.
Okay, sorry. I still talk
it's
about
okay.
it too
it's
much.
Okay.
No, honestly, most people here at Smosh do talk about Hamilton quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I know. I'm like a sleeper cell agent when I...
yeah.
Anytime it's brought up, I'm like, Huddle's a bastard. Eliza and Peggy.
And Peggy.
Anyway, what's your latest emoji? Work, you know.
Tell me yours.
Mine is the devil, smiling devil.
This one?
Purple.
Oh, the purple one. Okay.
Yeah, Courtney likes the red one.
I do like
furry.
The red one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That one. Wait,
the
red
purple
one.
One's great one.
The red one that's like fuzzy.
He goes like, I think he's like right from here. Something.
Yeah, you know what he is, actually? To me, in Japan, they're
yes.
called Oni.
Oni.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever play Oni Musho?
No. Is that a video game?
Yeah.
But did you know that if you tap on like this guy?
Yes. What
it happens? Says ogre in the search.
What?
Oh, interesting.
That's fucked.
Yeah, it's kind of
well,
strange, huh?
I wonder what an Oni translates to in English. It's like ogre, like, yeah, it's an ogre-like demon.
Oh, but, I've also been using praying on knees guy. Praying on knees guy?
Oh, yeah, you did use him recently.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see him.
He's pretty cool.
I don't use full bodies.
It's like, I'm waiting. That's also my gay group chat. I'm asking for a picture of the sinkhole that's in West
Hollywood. This one's really... this
don't
one's
look
cool.
At the name
it can
of
be.
Me.
It's very. It can be. It's very versatile.
Don't scroll too far.
It's very versatile. Right?
The knees one.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause
yeah.
Like knees can be horny. Knees can be, you know,
like devastated,
yeah.
spiritual,
devastated, yeah,
tired.
What else am I most
still?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not moving from this spot.
Yeah.
A hero's pose.
I've been using the one that is like the, like a breath going out
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah. yeah.
Cause I'm just exhausted all
sure.
the time.
Yeah.
And then the one that's like seems maybe drunk, where it's like, this one.
Oh, drunk one.
Oh, yes.
That one's a drunk one. Oh, yeah. Ooh, I like that. Okay, do that again. Yeah.
It gets me like this.
What face do you use? Do you send?
Ooh, the face?
Yeah.
We'll
guess which one it is.
Okay, I'm going to show you the... Look.
Yeah. Ooh, that one's like the... Like the... Ooh.
I like that. Ooh.
Let me see.
Oh, the one where it's like kissy face but open eyes.
Kissy face.
Yeah, I'm going like...
Eyes. I don't know about that.
Right, okay. right. Yeah. This one. This one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That one's great.
Oh, that one.
Courtney, do you have one more?
I have the face palm. I have this one that's like this.
Teeth? Yeah. With teeth?
With teeth.
With teeth. Like eek? Yeah.
Like
this
sorry.
One? How about this one?
The red one?
It's like there's...
Oh, the nose. Okay, like... Oh, yeah. That's like the grind set my nose. One.
Okay, and this one?
That's sad.
I'm crying. I'm tearing up.
Oh, that's a good one. Wow, you look different right now.
Do I look bad?
No.
Just, do I look
it
bad?
Was, like, different.
No. Wow.
It's just different, Chance.
Different good or different bad?
Different.
Sweetie.
Different good. Ow.
Snap out of it. Okay.
Get that word out of your vocabulary. Bad.
What was your weirdest targeted ad recently? Do you get ads much on your phone?
I don't clock them, you know.
Start paying attention. They'll read you to filth.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is so weird when they'll think that, like, I need a thing, and I'm like, I'm literally physically incapable of having this thing. I'm trying to think of a recent one.
I got a weighted vest one. I was like,
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Hello?
Weighted vest.
Like you wear them.
Working out. Oh, that kind of ad. Right. That's true. Okay.
Or like I've started to get wedding stuff.
Oh.
Like I already did that.
Yeah, you're done.
I did that. So stop.
You're like too late.
Yeah.
I get like eyeshadow. And then, but also I search a lot of stuff sometimes for my grandma. So mobility stuff.
Sure.
That's cute.
This chair that moves with you so you'll never fall.
Yeah.
How about this vest that upon impact... It turns
it,
yeah, inflates. Do you know about these?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm trying to get my grandma one. They're going like hotcakes. So there's only, they only have an extra small.
Wait, it's like an airbag?
It can be
but
scary. So Rhett and Link actually have a viral clip where they're testing these out in their studio. Mm. But like, yeah, they
how
have
does
like,
it work?
For like
I don't
motorcyclists,
understand.
Actually, upon, Chance,
upon,
you should get
one. Upon impact, it inflates. Human airbag.
So he tests it.
Oh, it didn't.
It doesn't
inflate.
Go off.
That's scary.
Watch this.
Come on, try again. Fall down.
Oh, that's so bad. Okay, like, never mind.
That's really scary.
I feel like it's more traumatizing
they're
than
they're very
actually
expensive. I think they're thousands of dollars.
You were just running.
But about it. I love technology like this.
I like the idea.
It's innovative. Oh,
no. I like the beat.
I know,
I like
my
the
grandma
beat.
While she's cooking, it just inflates.
Yeah, no.
She has a heart attack.
Yeah, she hits her pan. Boiling pot. Yeah.
Never mind. Oh, so sad.
It's a good thought, though.
I keep it on the whole time. Like, it's inflated already, and I send her off.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Yeah. Like Bubble Boy.
I feel like just Bubble Boy. Like, there's so much streetwear nowadays.
She's falling a lot, so.
A lot of quilted puffer jackets, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be cute. What's your ideal screen setup? Like, when you're at home, are you watching TV and having your phone out kind of person? Do you have an iPad? What's your vibe?
It's phone and TV, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're doing both at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching
Sometimes
on TV?
Sometimes laptop,
right?
too.
Oh, Love Island.
I was Love Islanding, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then Widow's Bay.
Oh, I heard
it's amazing.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's, you know, back to back. Oh, you'll get schizophrenia. Yeah.
Mm.
Those two shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then, yeah. So I think I wonder if that's why I also have my phone to sometimes scroll, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, during
For
the
mental
ads.
Health.
Yeah. For mental health, you know, just a little change it up. A little charcuterie board of screen
just like,
time.
You know, serve like 10 customers real quick and then come clock back. In, yeah. Clock in, clock out. You got this, Dino? Got you. And then, you know, get back into it. Who won? Who won this season? Well, I already know. I started.
Who kissed?
Yeah. Who kissed? Everybody.
Do they all kiss?
Yeah.
There's like a whole etiquette around like, well, if you kiss in a challenge, that's fine. But if you kissed outside of a challenge, it's like a big deal.
Interesting. Yeah.
But it's kiss forward. It's very kiss forward.
It's true. Kissing, right? Shaking ass. And then every season has a crazy baby birding challenge where they have to.
Baby bird?
No.
Where one person chews food, puts it in the next person. It's literally vile. And I'm saying this into the barrel because there is some weird executive who's making sure this happens every year. They want to see a bunch of hot people put a fish in their mouth, chew it up, put it in another mouth, put it in a bowl until the bowl is full. And it's like, that's too long. That's too much.
Disgusting.
All of it's too much.
I feel like a new virus will start at a Love Island.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a weird, like, fish... Started in fish and kissing through 20-something year olds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the way they're swapping
everything.
Things, is
they're swapping everything. Yeah.
Like fish mono.
Mm-hmm.
This next question is a new one, and it's an interesting one.
Okay.
So follow me down this road.
Okay.
If you died right now, do you think your Instagram would be a good reflection of you? Like, what would your last post be? In this moment.
Yes, it would be a good reflection of me. I think my whole page.
You're pretty good. You're pretty curated, huh?
I agree.
I'm pretty me.
Do you have anybody who, like, helps run your social at all?
I run things by my husband and then, like, and I have my assistant, too. And then,
No, this looks amazing. I'm looking at it right now. I feel like this... Yeah, what about you, Chance? What do you think?
Definitely. I got a lot of Blue Man Group on mine right now.
Ooh.
It's a good representation.
I'm obsessed with them.
Me too. I'm friends with 9 of them.
Oh my God, what?
Yes.
Because there is a lot of them, huh?
What?
There's 70 of them worldwide.
Wow.
You just sleeper cell agented me again. I'm like, which ones are you talking about?
I don't know their name. I can't. How, can you tell the difference?
I am obsessed with this.
Because, you know, under the makeup, the different face shapes and stuff. Yeah,
but I've heard about the audition process that, like, they really pay attention to your facial structure and how, like, you may look very handsome as you are, but once you're painted all blue, your bone structure is very important.
They have a theater in Chicago.
I heard about this.
And I was in callbacks for a long time for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were long callbacks, too.
Wow, yeah.
They really emphasized, like, the mask of your face, because that's the only thing, so, like, you can't, like, overemphasize things. And you really could tell. After a while, after, like, hour 7 of the callbacks, you can start to tell, and you'd be like, oh, no, that person definitely no. Definitely no.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, so you auditioned to be a blue man?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, can you drum and stuff?
I can keep rhythm, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And they were like, you don't have to be a professional drummer. You just have to be able to keep rhythm.
Most of them are theater actors.
Yeah.
And then they learn percussion,
Are there any blue women?
Yes.
No.
What?
Not yet. I mean, they're not called blue women.
No, they're not called blue women. They're still blue men. But there were women in the callbacks. And they're like, we have blue women. But they're blue men, but they're women.
Blumen. Blumen and onion.
Blumen, they do bald cap.
Oh, yeah. But what if someone was willing to come in and shave their head?
Then do it.
Then do it.
But you don't have to. That's why out of drag.
Oh,
blue, out of blue.
You just, I look like I'm just hanging out with 9 white dads.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, because most of them are dads.
Yeah.
That's valid.
That's awesome.
That's how I love the Jabberwockies.
Oh, yeah.
I have met some of them. I love this genius business model of
covering faceless. Your face.
Of like, but to the point where you can have multiple shows running all over the country and it's like, it's not always the same guys.
Right. No, it's true. Yeah.
It's very genius.
Both of these groups I've been talking about a lot lately. Too,
really?
Actually. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been talking about my bachelorette party that I had where I asked my maid of honor to bring me, I said, find me an all Asian male strip dance group.
Yeah.
Can you do that? And she goes, I'm pretty sure that's just the Jabberwockies.
Because they're funny.
I was like, no. Not a dance crew. They're all like this.
You're like,
I'm like,
yes!
Strippers. You're all. Breakdancing. I'm like, no, body rolls, shirtless.
Yeah, because I only know of all Australian. No, I only know all Australian dance groups that are sexy.
Yeah.
The Down Under.
Oh, yeah.
Representation was even more scarce 10 years ago when I asked for this.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like we've gone through these buffering questions enough to, I feel like we've gotten to know your phone stuff pretty well. Mm-hmm. We now have this guessing game.
Okay.
Where we ask you to submit some screenshots of various things in your phone.
Oh, right.
And we're going to look at them and me and Chance are going to try and guess which screenshot is you. Because it's you amongst our other cast and crew.
Oh,
so okay. We're going to spot you.
Okay.
Where's Atsuko?
Oh, fun. Yeah.
And so you're up against our amazing cast, Tommy, Angela, and Anthony, who is daddy of Smosh, owner of Smosh. We're going to have four screenshots up on the screen and you can poker face it. And then sometimes if you'd like, and then sometimes we'll try and find you and we'll try and maybe name who the other ones are as well.
Okay.
And we'll tell you about these people as we go, because I'm sure it'd be fun to play along.
Okay.
Okay, screen time. Okay, so first of all, being in dark mode is a tell.
Yes.
But we've got 7 hours. Oh my gosh, almost 8 hours. We've got a 5.5 hour. We've got a 7 hour and a 4 and almost 5 hour. Okay, wow. They're all pretty similar.
Yeah. It's pretty a lot.
Everyone. Yeah.
4 hours, 51 minutes is not bad, I feel like.
No.
7 hours and 51 minutes, that's kind of tough.
What's the orange?
Yeah, why do you get rainbow colors in one?
Productivity and finance? So maybe the apps
That's really interesting that they have it sorted. Okay,
that's Anthony.
I was about to say the same thing, 100%.
Yeah, because he's probably doing so much like wellness and productivity.
And I don't think Angela knows how to turn her phone into night mode.
Yeah, probably
so,
not. Probably not.
I'm guessing Angela's probably 7 hours, 1 minute.
The 7 hours, 51 minutes is down 10% from the previous week.
Okay, so wait, Tommy might actually be 7 hours, 51.
That might be, Tommy's a dark mode guy.
Tommy's a dark mode.
And he's on a lot?
Yes.
He's
on a lot.
I'm thinking you're 4 hours, 51 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Or do you want to
swap? Well, but what if Angela's so busy that she's not on her phone?
You're so right. Let's switch them.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Atsuko, you are 7 hours, 1 minute, we're guessing. We're thinking, and then for a bonus points. Angela's 4 hours, 51.
Yeah.
Tommy's 7:51. Anthony's 5:26.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got it right.
Angela's so busy. I'm busy too, but.
No, right. But Angela doesn't know how to use her phone.
I'm busy on my phone.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, your Instagram.
An entrepreneur.
Yes.
You're in
restaurateur, planter, gardener.
Wow.
How do you do dark mode? I don't know how to. I like that you also knew I wouldn't know how to do night mode.
I also don't have it on night mode. I don't.
I didn't know this. I was shocked. I said, what is this thing that they've. Why did they color the screen black?
Yeah. Sure. It saves battery and maybe it's better for your eyes.
Oh, no, I want to do that. I'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
I'll teach you.
Okay, strong start. Let's go to the next one. Unread emails.
Oh, my God. 117,000 unread emails. Okay. What is that one on the far left?
So that's
all the photos are different. Why is this?
5 unread, 284 unread, 28,000 unread, and 117,000. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to say, without a doubt, Angela's 117,000 unread.
I think you're right.
So she's like busy. Because she's just in nature or something?
Yeah, she loves nature.
Is she just with trees right now?
If nature was gigs and improv shows, yes, yeah. that is nature. Yeah. She's very in nature.
And that is nature in some
sense.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like, nature. That's human out nature. Of the phone.
I'm thinking 28,000 is Tommy.
I like that.
Because I feel like he's told me before where he'll sit down and get rid of all his 30,000 unread emails in one sitting.
Okay, great.
Oh, crazy.
And so it seems like it'd be close. Mm-hmm. I feel like Anthony is the far left because he's probably got some weird like wellness. Like,
this is a made up mailbox picture.
Yeah,
definitely.
And he's got the iPhone Air.
What?
Like he's got the Air iPhone, the new one that's like all sleek and minimal.
Oh, I thought you were saying like it's in the air.
It's in the air.
That'd be sick.
I don't believe the 5-1. Is that the amount of real letters he has in his actual mailbox at home?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't. Even I don't the spam in there, there's more than that. I know you. I mean, I kind of am a psychopath with unread emails too. So I'm thinking, Anthony, you think Utsuko as 284? 28,000 for Tommy, 100,000 for Angela.
Yep.
Okay.
You like that?
I like that.
Okay.
Let's see. Whoa!
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know how to do a screenshot of my mailbox.
Oh, your the icon?
That's why I went into my inbox.
I didn't even clock
that. That's a lot.
Huh?
That's a lot.
I know.
What I don't know. Are they all like?
I don't know where to start.
It's true. Like,
yeah, sure.
Sometimes
where do I start? It's
I heard a hack.
Go, like, go it's furniture stores first. If you have like
furniture
have, like,
stores.
Yeah, I have like West Elm is always emailing me.
Yes.
CB2 is always emailing me. Bed Bath and Beyond is always emailing me. Target is always emailing me.
I think someone's playing a prank on me where they keep signing me up for things.
No, that has happened to me, but I didn't even clock the badge thing, the email logo thing.
Because yeah, I think my husband or somebody did this thing where if you just go to my mail thing actually says I have no mail.
Oh, you have the notification turned off, which
is
better.
That why?
That's
someone
better
did that to me. People always play with my phone, like my team, and then I'll be like, what? How come
do?
I'm not getting calls from my mom anymore?
Oh, they blocked her?
For my mental health, I guess.
Right, right.
So then I was like, I have no mail. I thought, you know.
Yeah.
At least
she left me one message.
I'm no longer relevant.
Out for me.
Okay, we were right about Anthony. We were right about Tommy. I'm impressed. Angela is only at 284. That's pretty good.
Wow.
She's
the,
checking.
The reads on these people.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Okay, what's this?
Okay, this recent is recent searches. Seasick glasses. Did Maya get fired from Summer House?
This is Angela.
Equity card. Kid's suitcase scooter price. Oh, that's so Angela.
This is Angela.
Who invented the kid's scooter on the back of the kid's suitcases? Who invented the scooter on the back of kid's suitcases? Margaret Qualley Jack Antoff wedding. Okay, and just a lot more of that.
Okay,
and once again, who invented the scooter suitcase for kids?
That's definitely Angela. How to turn on my Gmail number emails that are in my Gmail right now. Okay, that's Utsuko. Also, Union Hall Bangkok capacity. Union Hall Bangkok. Bryce Love Island.
Bryce Love Island.
Uh-huh. Okay.
How to look at screen time.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
McKenna Grace. Okay, that's definitely Anthony. Bullnose Edge countertop. Yeah, him looking for some fancy furniture. That's
Creeper's Anthony. Shoes.
How does Courtney Miller?
How does
AI work? How do I get rid of AI? How do I make AI stop every wit?
How do I protect myself from AI?
How do you jump higher?
How do you jump higher is hilarious.
What?
Okay, Tommy's got to be how do you jump higher.
How does Courtney Miller? Tommy knew.
The last one was they knew they were asked to do this and started typing these.
Yeah.
100%.
They're doing bits.
Yay.
Yay. That's good.
Money counter machine. Those are cool. I love those things.
What is the kid's scooter on the back of a kid's suitcase? What is she talking about?
That's a thing that... That like at the airport, you'll see a kid is able to like sit on their suitcase like it's a little pony and ride it around.
So cute.
Makes it so much easier to travel
with
them.
Can you imagine Angela with one of those?
I can't. Honestly, she's three apples tall, so I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. Okay, photo camera roll count.
Oh my God. Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
45,203, 18,961, 155,300, and 8,700, almost 8,800. Wow.
I'm thinking you're feeling like 18,000 to me.
Okay.
I feel like you're in the... I feel like Utsuko's higher end with fashion.
Okay. Let's go 45 then.
Thinking the duplicate photos of an outfit, you know?
Oh. Okay. So you think 45?
At least.
I actually don't know which one is me right now.
I love this. So you're playing along. I feel like Anthony's 8,000.
I agree.
Tommy's probably 18,000.
Yes.
Do you think Angela's really... She could be 155,000?
I feel like out of that... She's taking the most pictures.
You're probably right. And the fact that James is nodding his head, our camera
of like
guys,
random like, shit. Think about how often she just like pulls out her phone and screenshots.
Screenshots, and she'd just be taking pictures of people on set.
Just be taking pictures.
Okay.
Of
So we're thinking Atsuko, Tommy, Angela, Anthony. We are killing it.
We actually just ate that up.
We did that right.
Yeah, we ate that up.
When you're involved in fashion or like it at all, your camera roll is going to be up.
Is that what it's mostly of?
No, it's a lot of like screenshots too.
Fun.
Yeah, me trying to remember stuff.
Yeah,
I get excited and think I'm going to look back at photos.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be at a concert and take, like, I'm the hired photographer. And I'm acting like Charlie XCX asked me to take all the photos.
I've started to be like,
I love that.
When I'm in nature things, why am I taking, or like in a restaurant, I'm like, so I post it to Instagram maybe, but then am I ever going to go back and look at this picture?
That is the sad thing.
So many like mountains and trees and flowers. And I'm like, where was this? And why did I take a picture of it?
I know.
And I'm like, never going to.
Yeah.
It's too many.
What do we do?
Maybe I need film so I care more about what I'm taking a picture of.
Or I've started to frame them in my house. If it's a really good photo of something that there's no person in.
Yeah.
I'm starting to pretend it's like an artist that I found or found it online.
That's nice. You are the artist.
Yeah.
Thanks. I have like a really good picture of these two pigeons laying on the ground next to a piece of toilet paper.
Oh my God.
And I put it in the bathroom.
That's cool.
Oh, because toilet paper belongs in the bathroom.
She's the art and the powerful artist.
The art and the artist. We used to have a thing on this show where we would decide whether or not the guest was allowed online. Do you feel like you're allowed online or you should be allowed online?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think you're a very positive energy and a positive light online. It's cool to hear your inner workings of not only how you contribute to online, but how you consume it. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Earl.
On Earl. Thanks for being on Earl with us. Atsuko's on tour. Please go check out your shows.
I'll be in Australia and New Zealand.
So fun.
And this is the Bowl Cut Tour.
This is the big bowl tour.
Big bowl tour.
Thank you again for being on here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everybody. Hope you feel better leaving the internet than when you opened it today. Take care of yourselves. Love you. And we'll see you on the line. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.